Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Good afternoon. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is WBUR's All Things Considered.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend such lonely nights. Oh, baby.
What would it be like to have a conversation with Rose Kennedy, the matriarch of the fabled Kennedy family? What would she have to say about her family's triumphs and tragedies? Playwright Catherine Bates took that concept and turned it into a play featuring three Rose Kennedys, one young, one middle-aged, and one elderly, who share a near century's worth of memories. That play, The Color of Rose, is receiving its world premiere at Arts Emerson's ongoing Irish Festival. WBUR critic-at-large Ed Siegel joins us to talk about the play and the festival. Ed, good to have you here.
Great to see you, Sasha.
Now, Ed, The Color of Rose premiered this weekend, and as I said, there are three Rose Kennedys, but interestingly, this is not a play divided in three parts.
No.
First part young, then middle, then old. They're actually there together.
Yeah, it's a little bit like Edward Albee's Three Tall Women. They're all on stage together talking to each other about their memories and their regrets over the years.
And looking at back at the years at different stages of their lives.
That's right. And the setup is that it's a Mother's Day special on TV that the elder Rose is going to give. So she's kind of rehearsing what her answers are going to be to the dreaded questions.
So what do you think? Did that approach work?
Well, the approach isn't the problem, I don't think. I think it's more that the... I spent a lot of years as a TV critic, and this feels more like a TV movie about the Kennedys than it does a fully formed play, I think.
In what sense?
Well, I don't think it goes that deep into her psyche, and it doesn't really discuss the politics of the day in any kind of anything other than a straightforward manner.
Does it get into many of the tragedies of the lives of,
yeah,
the Kennedy family?
Yeah, it does do that, and it's funny to say that that's the good part, but that's certainly the most emotionally wrenching part of the play. It's the only thing that really feels dramatically alive in the play.
Because certainly there was a lot of drama in those lives. You know, her husband was sort of a publicly philandering
man. Yeah, you
man.
Said it, and so she is talking about her philandering husband, her poor daughter, Rosemary, who had a lobotomy and
after having been born with mental retardation.
That's right. And the gist of it is that maybe Joe lobotomized her out of embarrassment rather than because it was really medically necessary. And then, of course, there are the two assassinations and the daughter who she virtually disowned for marrying outside of the religion.
She married a Protestant.
She married a Protestant, right. Even though he was, I think he was a duke.
But that wasn't good enough.
It wasn't good enough.
If not a Catholic duke,
not
it didn't
a Catholic.
Count.
Let's listen here to Judith Roberts as the older Rose and a Boston favorite, Karen McDonald, as middle Rose. They're recalling how she disowned Kathleen.
I thank God for each one. Even when he or she didn't do your bidding, I won't discuss that. It's your fault. You never could accept what Kathleen...
No, I couldn't. And now you can.
I had time to change my mind and regrets.
Life's too short for them.
Life's too long for them. Say, what about...
Ed, you described this play as being more like a TV movie,
uh-huh.
You know, something without a lot of emotional depth.
Right.
But I would think that just listening to Rose Kennedy talk about the deaths of her children, you know, five tragic deaths of her children, that alone would have some emotional impact.
Well, that's right, and it does. But, you know, just a recitation isn't really enough. I think that they would have been a lot better, Sasha, if they had just... if they had maybe two Roses on stage, because I think that would have sharpened the focus and made the debate about all these things in her life a lot more pointed than they are.
Ed, the play The Color of Rose is just part of this Irish festival that's going on now at Arts Emerson. What else is coming up?
Well, there are a lot of dramatic readings and films, but I'm also really looking forward to the two other plays that are part of the festival, The Cripple of Inishmud by one of my favorite playwrights around Martin McDonagh, the bad boy of Anglo-Irish theater.
That's right. That's what he's known as, right? The bad. Right. A lot of his plays sort of sadistic and inflammatory.
Yeah, but boy, if you're into black humor, he is the guy for you. And there's also a new play, Terminus, which is coming up the week after.
Ed, thanks very much for coming in.
Sasha, my pleasure.
The Color of Rose continues through February 13th at the Paramount Theater Black Box. Check out artsemerson.org for a complete list of Irish festival activities. Critic at Large Ed Siegel reviews theater for WBUR.